This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A beautiful day today and then some rain tomorrow afternoon into the early evening. Maybe a chance, one out of five. And the man from the National Weather Service, Tim, tell me my area's name again. You remember? Anyway, he was a nice man. Robert Bryson, I think. Anyway, a chance, one out of five chance for large hail. And for those of us that have replaced roofs due to large hailstorms, so we don't want any part of that, but it's only 1 in 5. That's going to be in the early evening. Then it clears out perfectly for Sunday, and on Sunday, the parades start at 9:30, I think it is. So I was wondering if you're going out to see the truck parades or not. Text me at 504-260-1870, because I'm curious as to what kind of turnout they get for just the trucks. People normally stay. I'm not trying to demean the trucks or put them down at all. Believe me, a lot of people work hard and enjoy it and spend a lot of money and all that. But I'm just wondering about how many people they stay, right, to see the trucks because they come after the parades. But how many people are going to go out just to see them? It'll be interesting to see the turnout on that. Leah Long joins us now, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. How you doing, Leah?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Also talking about parades, the dog parade in Covington is happening on Sunday, so lots of options for parades. Dog parade. It's called Marty Paws Sunday in Covington. Yeah, so it's a parade of dogs. So if you're not going to the truck parade, you can go to the dog parade.
Will you be participating in that with your puppy?
I will not, but I usually do go and watch. My dogs are too bad to really be walking in a straight line down a parade route.
Are they spurled?
Yes, they're very wild.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have two golden doodles.
Oh, come on. A golden doodle can't be wild, Leah, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know. Have you ever been around a golden doodle? I think they're the most craziest dogs ever.
Actually, I interacted with one as I was walking Teddy T.T. That's his name because he's a pitler. Yeah. Are the golden doodles pitlers or not when they get excited when they see
you? Oh, into everything. Oh, yeah, into everything.
But, you know, I'm saying when they get excited when they see you, they kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Anyway, I was walking Teddy the pitler, and a golden doodle came up and surprised him. So anyway, enough of the dogs. Let's move on with insurance because it is a dogged problem, if you will, and so many people get so concerned with this or that or the other thing that has nothing to do with them. Meanwhile, insurance rates affect their everyday lives, and I don't know how much attention is being paid to this or not. What do you want to see happen with the regular session when it happens?
Yeah, so our kind of top priority is going to be insurance. You know, there's a lot of conversation over what we did this past session, and, you know, I think a lot of legislators said there's no silver bullet when it comes to insurance reform, and that's correct. You know, you can't just fix it overnight, and so I think for 2025 session, we're looking for more things done. You know, there was a few things that got vetoed this last time that didn't get passed, so I'm hopeful to see those will come back, but you got to think about, it's an excessive lawsuit abuse area here for us, you know, and excessive litigation costs rise the cost of insurance. So, you know, it goes hand in hand when you're doing lawsuit abuse and insurance reform, because, you know, that drives up the cost. And so we're interested to see kind of what bills are being filed, which we're in the pre-filed session right now. And so there have been a few, but, you know, looking to work with the legislators and the governor and insurance commissioner Tim Tipple to try to chip away at our insurance problem here and make it, you know, more affordable here for everyone.
When you talk with small businesses, you're talking about automobile insurance primarily, or are you also talking about homeowners or business insurance in general?
Yeah, business, home insurance, you know, auto, property insurance, all of that, it kind of drives up. And you kind of think about small businesses, you know, if the insurance premiums go up, it adds to the cost of doing business. And for small business owners, sometimes those higher costs are hard to incur. And it's, you know, do you either pass it on the consumer or do you just eat it? Does it eat at your bottom line? So that's one thing. They're already kind of struggling right now because insurance and, you know, making sure they have enough money to continue to grow their business and hire and also support their local communities. So that's one thing, that insurance is probably one of the most direct things affecting them right now.
You know, it seems like such an obvious thing, Leah, where there's a will, there's a way, but...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Is there the will?
I think there is the will. You know, it's getting more popular, which, of course, we had tax session, and, you know, you get through the holidays and Mardi Gras, and you just go talk to everybody. I mean, you can walk through a store, and you can hear someone say, well, my insurance premium just renewed, and it went up. And so I think as we kind of move forward towards session, the conversation is getting picked back up again about, okay, what do we do? And I know there were several interim hearings this summer talking about auto insurance, and, you know, the legislators brought in different people to speak. And so I think it's on their mind, too. It's just, how do we go about it and what is the right way?
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back. We're talking about insurance reform with Leah Long in the upcoming session and how it relates to small businesses. I'd like to ask you on the Elkhorn Jeweler Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. You as a listener, have you contacted your legislator about any of this at all? And do you actually think that these rates are going to go down? Because Leah, I'm trying, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. I see all the money that trial attorneys spend advertising on TV and here on WWL, and I just, man, you watch TV in the afternoon, it's crazy, and I think that's a lot of influence, and I hope I'm wrong. And look, lawyers get justice for people, to be fair. The insurance companies kind of bring it on themselves, but there's a lot of abuse that goes on, and it's worse in Louisiana than anywhere. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Leah Long, our friend, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And a quick word again, because I got a text, believe it or not, Leah, a couple of texts about the dog parade you mentioned in Covington. Tell me what's going on with it.
Yes, the dog parade is Sunday in Covington, and so they just walk the dogs down the it's down the block in Covington, and I think it starts around noon, maybe. But it's a fun day. It's great for families. So if y'all are in the North Shore area, definitely go check that out.
All right, so let's talk about insurance, specifically, I guess, as it relates to automobile rates. I don't, you know, I'm trying, Leah. I hope for reform. I hope for things to get better. But when you look at what happens in Texas, when you look at what happens in Mississippi, it's crazy to think that the insurance rates are so much lower there than here, right?
It is crazy to think about. I mean, insurance is a national issue, and I think everyone's feeling that. But I just think it's the mindset of our state. It's a very lawsuit abuse happy. Just like you said earlier, you know, you drive down the interstate every 2 miles, there's a billboard, you know, if you've been in a wreck, call us. And so actually in the break, I went to the Louisiana Department of Insurance Facebook page. And so there's a statement that says, Commissioner Tim Temple says, we must get back to where insurance makes you whole after an incident, not making you better than you were. And I think that speaks volumes because, you know, when you get in a car accident, sometimes you look at it as a profitable event, and that's awful to look at it that way. But, and I think that adds to our issue, you know, it adds to, you know, the premiums being so high because some people make out better than they were. And, you know, that's one thing that we've got to cap on non-economic damages. We've got to cap on, you know, who can recover and what that money's used for. And so I think that's something these legislators have to think about.
So how do you see this playing out? What are you hearing from legislators? What would it look like? What would legislative reform look like that would result in lower automobile insurance rates, or at least them not raising it? I mean, do you actually see the rates come down, Leah?
I mean, I think it's going to take a while for the rates to come down. You know, one, we've got to add competition back to the state, and that's something we've had to do this last session. You know, a lot of riders don't want to ride in the state of Louisiana, and so we've got to get more people here able to ride insurance. And I think there's just several things we've got to come from that way. You know, we've got to somehow make it better for the lawsuit environment here because, you know, you're going to want to come here and write. And so I think the legislators have some good ideas. I know they're going to work with Commissioner Temple, and I know he's going to bring a package this year to hopefully, you know, he's the expert at this. This is what he does. So, you know, I always say we've kind of got to trust him because he's used to the insurance environment, and they bring in all these specialists, and, you know, they're like, well, this can help. And, you know, not one thing is going to fix the overall problem, but I think coming at it from multiple ways is what's going to be beneficial for us and what we could see, hopefully, a change in the insurance rates. You know, if we do multiple things, not just one big bill, not just one thing directly targeted, it's going to have to be several things.
Over what kind of time period?
I mean,
I'm not trying to be cynical, Leah.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be cynical. But look, you watch, and I wait for the news in the afternoon, and every commercial is one lawyer after the other, after the other, after the other, and they make it seem, as you said, like a game show. If somebody taps your bumper, that doesn't mean it's like the old Sanford and Son episode about I'm sitting on a gold mine with whiplash. It's that bad in Louisiana. It really is, but you know, they exert a lot of influence on legislators, and I don't see anything changing. Give me some reason for optimism in the minute that we have left.
I think if you're listening to this, you need to contact your legislator. I think, you know, the legislators are going to listen to their constituents. They're going to listen to the ones that vote. And I think that's something we've got to get everyone involved. You know, we had a lot of people involved this last time, the last session, but we need people to contact their legislators, tell them what their premiums are, that they can't afford them, how it's affecting their business. And they're going to eventually listen and realize that this issue is bigger than, you know, the trial attorneys. It's bigger than everything. It's directly affecting the economy here. It's affecting people's lives. So I think that is how we do it. You know, in the time frame, who knows? A year, 2 years, who knows? There's not a time frame, but you got to start somewhere.
And if nothing changes?
Yeah, if nothing changes, then I think we'll just continue to be in this boat, and it's going to drive people out of business, and they're not going to be able to afford to live here anymore. You think about flood insurance, you think about home insurance. It's going to take a toll on these people's lives if we don't do anything.
What are the Golden Doodles' names?
Nola and Parrish. I'm not from Louisiana, so we've embedded ourselves fully by these dog names now.
Well, I like it. Thank you, Leah. Good luck. God bless y'all. And, yes. And I hope the insurance thing changes, but I doubt it. I'll believe it when I see it. But my name is Thomas. Thank you. When we come back, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, time for WWL First News.